This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Puaka Matariki Festival 2022 gets underway in terms of the official program on the 21st of June. It's a busy one again through to the 3rd of July. We look forward to it as we do every year. Looking forward now to having a kōrero with a coordinator for the festival, Vicky Lenehan, who joins us in the studio. Morena, good to have you with us, Vicky.
Atamari, Jeff, and to everyone who's listening.
Always a big job for you and the team to get this together. I say you and the team, it's pretty much you, isn't it?
It's a one-woman band, yes. Sometimes a little discordant, but we get there.
Well, it is, you know, it's the same every year, and I suppose the same for anyone putting a festival, any kind of festival together, especially under the current circumstances, challenges. But also, you know, great that we are looking forward to getting together again, right?
Yes, it is. It's really exciting. And our communities have been working really carefully to put together events that they feel comfortable producing. That's what's special about the festival in Otipoti, that it is totally community driven. There are a couple of highlighted massive events that we have funded and directed, but aside from that, everything is done by our people for our people. Yes, and the capacity is slowly growing back, but also the we're tentative because we know that the events need to be small to be safe, so lots of little events, and that I'm really looking forward to those. They'll be amazing.
Well, it's got a different flavour, I suppose, in some respects this year with the nationwide Matariki public holiday.
Yes.
For the first time. Has there been much kōrero around that and what that means in terms of those who are used to celebrating without a more kind of nationwide celebration?
It has been interesting, the kōrero that I've had up and down the motu over the last couple of months with whanaku who have been doing this for a long time. And it's coming up 20 years since I first got involved in Matariki exhibitions. That was one of the first ways that I saw it celebrated a couple of decades ago. It has gone so fast. In the meantime, some of our ancestral knowledge has been rejuvenated, and there's been a focus on acknowledging that it's not the same in every place, but for the purposes of a nationwide holiday, there was a consensus amongst our tohunga kōkoraki, our venerable astronomers, because there is no difference for us. So we're focusing on one particular kōrero for the public holiday, but here in Otipoti we recognise two tohu, two signs, the Lone Star Puaka and the Star Cluster Matariki. We can see them from different places, and if you think about what it's like in Takapō, way up in the mountains, and what it's like down here in Otipoti on the coast, the sky is quite different. It's very hard to see Matariki on the horizon with the ocean from the middle of the mountains. So we carry that tradition down from our whakapapa and also acknowledge the other one that we do.
I was talking with Miriama Kamo the other day, who's co-authored a book, Matariki Around the World, which acknowledges that it's not just in this part of the world that the star cluster is significant. In fact, there's nations all over the world celebrate it in different ways, and it means different things. Really interesting to sort of take that perspective on it, is that there's no two places where it's exactly the same.
Aye, and it speaks to not just physically seeing a different thing, but the culture that supports the kōrero behind that. And why do we look to the stars? Because we can rely on them for regularity. We can't rely on seasonal signs for regularity. We're seeing that increasingly now. Autumn comes later, spring comes earlier. You know, it's not totally reliable. Although this morning's frozen car is a very reliable sign that it's nearly winter. We're right in the thick of it. Yes, so the stars can be depended upon to rise at the same time every year. So we do look to those signs for, okay, it's definitely winter. It's definitely too cold to do the gardening. Let's come inside. And what do we do when we're inside? We entertain ourselves and we talk to each other and we remember those who have passed and we plan for next season.
We have, of course, another significant change this year in that there is a very specific city focus on one event in particular that will bring people to our beautiful Otago Harbour.
Mm.
That's great too, isn't it, to sort of see
it's very exciting.
Bit of cash going in that area.
Yeah, we are for the first time locating a civic event on the harbour site. It's definitely uncharted waters. Lots and lots of health and safety in place. It has taken quite a lot of wrangling to get the paperwork through, and because we always focus on people's safety first. That's not just Kaupapa Māori, that's the municipality across the board. It can be a little bit restrictive and tiresome and Snoresville at times, but actually in the end what we end up with is this really safe template that we are comfortable with. It's really important to those of us that work in the Dunedin City Council events team that are visitors and our participants and our audience and our cohort are safe. And really that comes right back down to the basic ten of the festival, is that we are looking after each other. We're celebrating the sharing of knowledge and celebrating the building of community, and that is about looking after each other. Yeah, I'm super excited for it, Jeff. Are you going to be there?
I'll be able to get there on the Sunday night. I'm going to be out of town for the rest of the celebration.
That's
Sunday night. Mana Moana. Celebrating the inaugural Matariki holiday through this spectacular, intensive and immersive show on the Otago Harbour waterfront. Without wanting to spoil the surprises too much, what can we expect? Who are you bringing together?
People might be aware that a similar parent event has been happening in the lagoon in Wellington for the last 3 years. And it focuses on stories told to uphold the mana of our ocean. So you talk about Matariki being acknowledged around the world. It's particularly evident that it's still acknowledged around Moana Nui Akiwa across the Pacific Ocean. So all of our cousins across the ocean, they also look to the same tohu for a seasonal marker. It happens at different times. For example, Hawaii, they acknowledge the change of Matariki's rising and setting in November on the Gregorian calendar. But yes, we do have these shared interests, shared history, shared culture, and obviously the shared body of water is incredibly important to us. So right across the ocean, we as a people, we're looking to how are we going to survive if our ocean's not healthy and happy. So there are a lot of artists who are starting to make really intensive works about that, and one really lovely place that that's happening is Wellington. So with Rachel Rakana, our cousin who teaches at Massey, and all of her so many connections, she's brought together with Mike Bridgman, who's from Dunedin as well, a Tongan digital artist. They've brought together a bunch of Māori and Pacifica creatives to create a swathe of stories, actually, that all uphold the mana of our ocean. They've taken it to climate crisis conferences, but mainly they want to focus on keeping us entertained, but also remembering to think about, oh, what am I doing with my water? When I turn on my taps, what's happening with that? Where has it come from? What's happening in the mountains with the rivers? All of those things are super important. There is no life without clean water. It's very, very important to us down here in Otiputi, and very timely too, because it is very much an intense topic of discussion within the municipality, yes, and across the whole region. Yeah, so we'll be looking for connections to Dunedin specifically, because this is Mana Moana Otiputi, and it turns out that every one of those creative stories has someone involved in it that's from here. And there's also a new work being created too. It's all super right. Exciting.
So Friday through Sunday evenings, 5:30 through to 8:30, at the Steamer Basin, a good place to park yourself and meet up with friends and whānau and witness the display that you'll see over and on the water, which I'm just so looking forward to. I don't think we've seen anything like that in Otiputi before.
No, this is the first, and it's the first time that the crew who have put Mana Moana together have brought it outside of Wellington, so
great.
We're very special.
On land, there'll be a few things to sustain us.
A few things. The focus is actually the kaupapa on the water, so the food that's there, that's, you know, That's to keep us warm.
Cup of coffee. Keep us,
yeah. It's not the focus of the festival. We'll build that capacity over time. This year, this is our first, and it. We'll just focus on keeping people safe. It will be crowded. I'm thinking that it's a good idea if you've got small children to come early, and it's a good idea if you don't have children to come later. So the films cycle on in about half an hour. So you can come and hang out for half an hour at any time between 5:30 and 8:30-ish, and you'll see all of the stories.
Yeah.
So you won't miss out if you're not there at 5:30. And you won't miss out if you leave at 6, because you would have seen it all.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, just if everyone's mindful of taking care of each other. I mean, you know, what have we been doing over the last couple of years?
Oh, we're actually really good at it.
Yeah. So that's what you take with you into an event like this, when you're bringing people together in a big way. Mm. And, you know, this, you know, for many, of course, who would love to be there and see this, you know, the thought of going out and being amongst numbers you know, potentially a little bit scary, a little bit worrying.
Well, fingers crossed this won't be the last time.
Yeah.
And that's because it is going to blow people's socks off, that there will be renewed interest in generating this kind of really intensive creative expression of who we are. It's really important that we do that. Tired of seeing stories that are forced upon us from other cultures that don't have anything to do with us, and somehow we absorb it and take it on as our own. We instead have the opportunity to celebrate our incredibly beautiful history that we share here in Ōtiputi. Not just Kaupapa Māori, but all of us. And looking to our own ancestors for really good advice for how we might carry ourselves forward in a really safe, kind way.
So that's Mana Moana, I guess the centrepiece in terms of the city celebration. But as you mentioned, Vicky, the festival and celebrations itself takes place in all sorts of different ways and all sorts of smaller celebrations. And we can't go through them all here. But, you know, in terms of the range of events that we might find to engage with, if we check the Pōaka Matariki Festival website, what kind of things are we going to see?
From really small, learning how to make rope from the plants in your garden, super useful and rather lovely in a meditative way, to learning how to shake it out with movement, to improve your health, to observing an interesting on-the-move dance piece through the town. There are a couple of exhibitions across from the Polytech down to Blue Oyster and Studio 2 down in South Dunedin. It's really lovely. I love that show. They're doing it in the window this year. So if you're in South Dunedin, do pop past Cargill's Corner. We have so many things happening at the museum on the first Friday, beginning with the dawn ceremony that officially opens, but lots of small festival events too, learning how to play traditional stick games and origami stars, why not? It's a good way to keep your hands busy, develop those little brains as well. Yes, Toitū has a performance event. DPEG has kōrero. There's some music events on across the marae. Actually, I could sit here for a while. So,
what's the best thing to do to get a finger on the pulse?
Go to matarikidunedin.co.nz, and I'm nearly there. The disadvantage of being a one-woman band is that there's only 10 fingers, so, and I'm not very good at typing.
No, two in my case.
Yes. Getting there. So we're nearly there. We've nearly got the whole program fully loaded up, but we're so close that there's definitely enough for you to look at right now, matarikidunedin.co.nz, and click on the events tab.
Yeah, some of those bigger institutions have also, they've got information up on their own websites about
That's
what they're
right.
doing. Tāga Museum included. There's that wonderful collaboration with Beverly Berg Observatory again this year.
Yes.
Chance to, I think, sit in the planetarium, take a special show, some commentary there, and then go up to the planetarium and with your family and hopefully stare at the stars.
Well, was it 2 years ago that we had to take everything on to the digital marae and reduce everything because COVID was really cranking up and getting to our old people. that morning, I got up very, very early, the beginning of that festival, and thought, am I going to have to drive to see? Because we've always done an event on the fringes of the city, tiny little one to welcome back the cluster. And there I was, looking at Ka Pukuta Mahawaka, Mount Cargill, and twinkle, 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 there was Matariki. So you don't actually have to leave town. You can see the star cluster just before dawn, right up there next to the Pukua of the mountain.
I think we're going to get some lovely clear mornings to be able to do that.
Well,
I absolutely
certainly
do.
Certainly frosty this morning.
It was. More to come, no doubt. And look, we've just very, very, very briefly scraped the surface of the celebration locally, but you might be planning your own thing. There might be something that's unofficial, and I'm sure that happens in many households. But in terms of what's on the calendar, go to the festival website, matarikidunedin.co.nz. Lots happening between the 21st and the June and the 3rd of July. Of course, don't forget to take your opportunity to get down to the steamer basin between the 24th and the 26th for Mana Moana. That's going to be spectacular, big celebration, and the kids will love it too, I'm absolutely sure. All the best, Vicky, for your continued pulling together all the strands for this wonderful festival.
Thank you, Jeff.
And thank you for all the work that you do in that regard.
Thank you to ORFM for all of your support too. Yes,
yeah,
it's wonderful to have a platform.
Do stay tuned. We've got, you know, we've got, well, all sorts of little bits and pieces that are coming away. Yeah, to acknowledge the season as we go through it. Kia ora, Vicky. Thanks for joining us.
Mauri ora.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.